The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. It's Monday. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment this morning. Gosh, it's the 8th of June, 7:05 in the morning. News top of the hour is always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Alex, good morning, buddy.
Good morning. How's it going?
Living a dream?
Ah.
It's Monday, so.
Good dream, not a nightmare, I hope.
No, it's always good dreams. Never had nightmares. I have weird dreams now and then.
I don't want to know.
No, not those types of weird dreams. Okay. It's just, I was reading about dreaming the other day, and you think you've got a dream that went on all night. Have you ever had one of those?
Oh, yeah.
Well, it turns out when they've done the studies, it only really lasts 2 to 3 minutes, but your brain remembers it. It just keeps going on.
Wow.
And that can be good or bad. But, no, what was it the other night? Something about I was in a place I was walking through it, and people just kept coming back in and bringing things back. I'm sure it means something psychological, and I was just kind of watching it, from the side. So, and it was weird. It was, there was no danger. There was nothing. It was just boring. I said, I'm having a boring dream here. Do you ever know when you're dreaming that you are dreaming now?
Oh,
and
yeah.
You say to yourself, gosh, this is a good thing. This is a dream.
A couple of times, yeah.
Yeah, things like that. Okay. We got a national day today.
National Best Friends Day.
Okay. Do you have a best friend?
Of course.
I mean, a BFF, is that a best friend forever type?
I have two of them, a husband and wife, my best friends.
Have I met them?
You met both of them. They were here Friday.
That's what I thought. Yeah. You were in here and you trapped me in my office.
For about an hour and a half.
About an hour and a half until I finally had to race out and leave, and I became part of the podcast. But I hope you cut me out.
Oh, yeah, we did.
Okay, good. Thanks. Main reason was because I had to go to the bathroom. I've been in there, so. what'd you do this weekend?
Oh, let's see. I was here doing baseball on Friday and Saturday night.
Uh-huh.
Saturday was extra long. And no extra innings, but the game just moved very
game.
Slow.
Oh, yeah. And Colt 45s do okay?
Of course they did. They won both times.
You know what? Have they lost yet?
Not yet.
And they haven't lost yet. I tell you what, these boys of summer, and what a bunch of nice kids, too.
Oh, yeah.
And let me tell you why. The first, opening night, it was a little bat girl. And she was, I don't know, six or seven, seven or eight, something like that. And, when she'd pick up the bat, everybody cheered. And she'd just give this cutest little wave and running by. But my grandson was a bat boy in there several years ago. And, 23 college kids, boys, in the dugout. And, they're 18, 19, 20. And, I wasn't really concerned about it, but then you think about it. Well, he came out and he said, oh, they were so friendly to me. I said, you hear any words? And he goes, no. And they don't. These young men are, first of all, they're well coached about, hey, you're representing our town and all this. So they're just fine young men.
Yeah.
You don't have to worry about those words slipping out. So that's cool. Abe Bassetti, Rick Bassetti, you're doing a good job, buddy. So did you go to the movies or anything?
I did not, no.
Okay. So last night, Linda and I watched Project Hail Mary.
Okay, yeah.
Have you seen that movie?
I haven't seen it yet, but I know.
It is an extraordinary movie. We got it on video on demand because I don't think it's in the theaters any longer. Yeah, I mean, it could be someplace. And Ryan Gosling. And this is the most incredible movie. And I recommend people watch this movie.
I'm sure I will see it. Yeah,
I recommend you do. I mean, it's the premise behind it, and this isn't giving anything away, is that the son is being eaten slowly by this by these organisms, and that the world has like 35-40 years left. And so they send a mission to try and figure out what this is. And the so that's the premise behind it. But the acting in it, and mainly Ryan Gosling, because he does a lot of it by himself.
Right.
He does a wonderful job. And I write, you know, here's the thing is, it talks about, what it gives is faith and people working together. And anyway, I'm not going to say anything more than it has a surprise ending, but it's a good ending.
Well, Ryan Gosling is a good actor. You guys see Fall Guy? It came out 2 years ago.
I did. It was one of my favorite ones. But isn't he the one that did La La Land?
Yeah.
And did he do Barbie or somebody else?
He was Barbie. Yeah, he got the only Academy Award nomination for that movie.
Yeah, well,
movie about girls, the guy gets the nomination.
I didn't see either one of them, La La Land or Barbie, but I have, you know, I've seen it. Didn't Ryan Gosling, didn't he do the Deadpool?
No, that's Ryan Reynolds.
Ryan Reynolds did that. Okay.
Ryan Gosling is also playing the lead in the next Star Wars film.
Is that right?
I think he's going to do a good job.
Well, this last Star Wars film has bombed.
Yeah.
Has bombed big time.
Lucas is back in charge over there now.
Yeah,
so
he should be.
He's going to clean things up,
yeah.
I hope.
Okay. I'm going to take an early break. And because we've got a lot of things to talk about. And this is going to be open line Monday. We're going to talk about the election when we get back. And we're going to talk about, you know, where we are. You know, what's happening down in L.A. And frankly, I don't care. You know, if, you know, L.A., they can't get any worse than they are. But you know what? Guess what? Yes, they can. We'll talk about that when we get back. Happy Monday to everybody. And it is Best Friends Day today. You know, a best friend is somebody maybe you don't even talk or see for a year, 2 years. And then when you see them,
it's like you haven't lost a beat.
Yeah, it's like you saw them yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the way I look at it. I've got a friend that in the Marine Corps that I haven't seen in 30 years. Yet when I talk to him, it's like, there we are.
Yeah.
I went back one time and visited my roommate who I in college, who I hadn't seen in, well, let me see, 68, and saw him in 94. Called his home, because I was up in Seattle. He lives up in Seattle. And a young lady answered the phone, and she said, well, he's not here right now. And I said, okay, can you tell him that Carl Bott called? She says, Carl Bott? And I went, yeah. She goes, he's going to want to talk to you. Where are you at? And about an hour later, he called. And we got together. We made a road trip up to our old college.
Oh, wow.
And met our third guy up there that we had hung around with, Buddy Love. which wasn't his name. And it was, gosh, what was his last name? York. And who had become a deputy sheriff in Clallam County.
Wow.
And we all three got together at a restaurant we always used to go to after, you know, at midnight on weekends. And just chatted and chatted and chatted. Now, here's the funny thing. We all remember incidents that happened. Every one of us remembered, I mean, because some of them were memorable incidents.
Oh, I can
but
imagine.
We all remembered it a different way.
Oh, wow.
It was, oh, yeah, do you remember when Skeeter set himself on fire? Yeah. You know, and I remembered it one way. And he said, and you carried Skeeter in to the nurse. I did, you know. And I went, I didn't remember that. But we all remembered the, you know, the basics of it. We sat there, and, gosh, we must have been making the waitress crazy for like 3 hours in there. And then we left, And I've seen him a couple of times since then because he and his wife traveled. And they had, you know, Mercedes coach type thing.
Oh, yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
And they came through once when I was living in Sandy. Oh, not the, yeah. And I was living up around El Toro area up there. And they, yeah, at least then and maybe one other time. So, yeah, isn't that funny?
It is.
How even after all these years and we've gone, he became a very successful artist.
Mm-hmm.
Very successful artist. And retired when he was like 50, sold his business and everything.
Wow.
Yeah, or maybe 55. Yeah, best friends. All right, let's take our first break and we'll be right back.
Premier Oil Change is celebrating 20 years of our friendly oil changes. A lot has changed in 20 years, but our commitment to fast, friendly, excellent service has remained the same. To celebrate our 20th birthday, we're offering $20 off any oil change. All you have to do is go to our website at premieroilchange.com and receive your gift. In Redding, check out our new location at 905 East Cypress. Discount also available at our Lake Boulevard, Anderson, and Palisadro locations.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Turtle Bay's glowing wild and illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival is back and better than ever for 2026 at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with larger-than-life displays of plants and animals from around the world.
Including dinosaurs and icons from ancient Egypt.
Jump on the new Turtle Express for a fun ride through the show.
Glowing Wild is May 1st through June 28th, 7 to 10 p.m. Buy tickets online for the best price at turtlebay.org.
Business is booming at Redding Heating and Air, and we have a simple philosophy. Our neighbors deserve elite talent. We are looking for the absolute best service technicians and installers in the North State.
That's right. We aren't just looking to fill a seat. We're looking for pros who take pride in their craft and care about the community we serve.
If you're at the top of your game, you belong at a company that respects your expertise. Because here, we take the trust of our neighbors personally.
We're hiring service technicians and installers right now. We offer the best compensation in town because we believe the best of the best deserve to be treated that way.
If you're a seasoned pro ready to lead in a company where excellence is the standard, we want you on our team.
No joke. We've got the work. If you've got the skills, come join the family.
Service technicians and installers, apply today to Redding Heating and Air. Visit reddingheatingair.com to submit your application. Redding Heating and Air, old-fashioned service, modern-day solutions.
Every drive tells a story. Morning commutes, weekend getaways, road trips that stretch for miles. That's why you need Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Redding. At Quick and Clean Car Wash, you'll receive a detailed hand scrub pre-clean, a gentle soft cloth wash, and a personal towel dry brings out a smooth, polished shine. Fast, affordable, starting at only $12. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Redding.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction market. North Valley Distributing focuses on quality and reliability. Their products include fuses, batteries, wiring devices, connectors, lighting solutions, circuit protection components, and electrical tools and more. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive, a proud sponsor of the Redding Colt 45s.
Yeah, you don't belong on Superman's team. You don't fit into the wheel. You don't hold the mask on a hold-on razor, and you don't mess around with slaves.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR. I haven't heard that one in a long time.
Yeah, it is a good one.
Yeah, I like that. Jim Croce. Ended early.
Yeah.
Yeah, plane crash. 7:20 in the morning here on the 8th of June. It's about, how about me doing the weather?
since I didn't do it last time. Gosh, I don't know what's going on with me. Hey, today a 30% chance of rain, mainly between 2 and 5 p.m. and a high near 75. Tomorrow sunny with a high near 85. Wednesday, 96. Okay, you ready?
Ready.
Thursday, 102. Yeah. Friday, 103. Saturday, 103. And Sunday, 101 degrees.
Wow.
Enjoy today, my friends. And then it starts going to start getting, well, tomorrow's not going to be bad, 85. But, yeah, then Wednesday, 11 more degrees. So, starting Wednesday, it's going to be hot. Going to be triple digits all the way through next Sunday, according to the weather forecast as of today. And the weather forecasts are always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson. Family-owned business, been in business close to 30 years. Locally owned, locally operated, veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. They have provide outstanding service to their customers. I know the people that run, the Kinney family that run Shasta Gas Propane, really, really fine people. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. Okay, a Father's Day tradition, on Sunday, June the 21st, at Benton Field Airport, the 37th Annual Aviation Day. Pancake breakfast with eggs and sausage. For adults, that's $10. And for kids, 5 to 12, 5, under 5, can just stuff their little faces for free. If you don't want breakfast, it's a free event. Come out and see modern and vintage airplanes on display, experimental warbirds and CHP aircraft, aircraft flights available from Cardin Aircraft, helicopter flights available from Air Shasta, and then you can also fly the EAA, Experimental Aircraft Association Chapter's flight simulator. Yeah, so a lot of fun. That's going to be June 21st, Sunday, Father's Day, at Benton Field Airport. Radium Pro-Am is going to be happening this weekend. Over $50,000 in prizes. For more information, go to readingproam.com. Linda and I are going to play in their media day on Thursday, and it's only going to be, what did I say, Thursday? It's only going to be 102, so, but yeah. They go out early, be finished. And it's not, I mean, we go out and play best ball, and it's a scramble. Everybody starts in different holes. And then no matter where you are, at 10:30, we'll start at 10:30. At noon or 12:30, everybody stops, no matter where you are. And you head back to the ninth hole.
Okay.
And we have hamburgers and hot dogs. And
oh, that's fun.
And brag about all the bad shots we made. Okay, the race is June 6th. Reznor is still maintaining her lead over Kevin Cry. Anderson's councilman Mike Gallagher, who is challenging Chris Kellstrom, is also ahead. Joanna Francesca continues to outdistance Clint Curtis. They've processed
4 ballots. I couldn't help myself.
No, 7,000 ballots since the previous report. On June 7th, and this next report will be today at 6:30, and he anticipates Clint Curtis completing the vote count on Monday, but the elections office in its post reminded residents it takes weeks for counties to process and count all the mail-in ballots, and the county has processed 50,000 ballots so far. And voter turnout stood at 43%, but expected to increase as the votes get counted. Reznor has 54%. And
that was David on the phone.
Uh-huh.
He said they will have everything processed today except for mail-in ballots and provisionals.
Okay. So David works down there. So Cry has got, Reznor had 54% of the vote, Cry had 38%, and Gallardo had 7%. And then in Gallagher's got 48%, Kellstrom 41%, Oxley 9.6%. So that was Gallagher had 42-70 votes, 36-27 for Kellstrom, and 844 for Oxley. And Joanna Franceschett right now is ahead with 58% of the vote as of today. Measure B, yes, 54%, 26,000 votes. No, 45% with 21,000 no votes. Now, here's the thing is, a lot of those votes are, of course, mail-in votes. And if Measure B passes, you can't mail them anymore.
Oh.
I saw that. I saw that going back and forth on Facebook. Says, did you know you just voted for something that says you can't vote the way you voted?
It is California, man.
You know what? It is. And then you get into, you know, I hate to do it. I mean, I really hate to do it. However.
You're going to do it.
I'm going to do it. It's going to be. Spencer Pratt, who is, you know, the man that made the run, Republican made the run at L.A. against the Dems. And just, I mean, his campaign was, I think, it was very effective. He kept pointing out, no matter what was said, oh, when Karen Bass said, oh, well, look, homelessness has gone down 17%. And he goes, really? Just go outside and look. Is that 17% in your neighborhood? And, I mean, just things like that. Well, as the count laboriously goes on in L.A. County, Pratt is falling further behind. Bass had enough. She's in the finals. But now a socialist, progressive, by the name of Nitya Raman, has caught up with him. And she now has 27% of the vote, 196,000 votes, to Pratt's 26% and 193,000. And they're still counting thousands and thousands of votes. And Bass has a large advantage, 34% of the vote, so she's going into the final. But why is it that most states have gotten, I would say the vast majority of the states have got, maybe all the states, but California. Yeah. Okay, I've worked for, you know, vast majority to almost all, to every state but California, has settled their elections by now.
I know.
And we're still up in the air over it. It's right now, Becerra and Hilton are going to be going for governor. So you've actually got a Democrat and a Republican. Now, the Democrats, for the first time, are saying, you know, maybe this jungle primary is not a good idea, because it looked like for a while, perhaps, that you might have had two Republicans running for governor there until they panicked and, you know, they threw everything, especially after, guy that couldn't keep himself. Keep his pants.
Oh, yeah.
See, we've already forgotten who he was.
Yeah, exactly.
He has been put in the dustbin. His career's over.
We kind of forgot about the crazy lady, too.
Which one was that?
The one who yelled at her assistant when she was being
interviewed. Oh, yeah, she's gone. Yeah. She's gone, too. And Katie Porter.
Yeah.
And I find that other guy's name just because now it's starting to bother me. But here we are in California. And will there ever be a Republican that wins a statewide election? Well, one of the reasons could be that there's a lot more Democrats in California. But at what point, my friends, my Democrat friends, is enough? They're trying to pass this measure. Oh, that's tax to billionaires. Read the measure. It's not just the billionaires. It's who they want. They want to change the Constitution so it says, oh, yeah, billionaires, a one-time tax, but it lays the foundation forever.
Was it Chad Bianco or?
No, Bianco was a Republican.
Matt Mahoney?
No, he used to be a congressman.
Tony Thurman?
No, he used to be a congressman.
Tom Steyer?
No. Steyer. Now it's Steyer.
Steyer.
Spent $500 million on this campaign, and he's, I think he's third right now. No, this was
Antonio?
This was the congressman. He used to be the congressman, and he ran.
They don't list any others other than Becerra, Steyer, Hilton, Bianco. They don't even have what's-her-face in here.
He was on the, in fact, he was on the ballot, and he got 18,000 votes, even though he had withdrawn from the race.
Or withdrawn from the woman.
Or whatever, from doing these things. Okay, so the here's the Gallagher. What's the word I'm looking for? The Gallagher conspiracy theory.
Okay.
Because you had Mike Gallagher running in the supervisor's race, and I think it's Jim Gallagher running in the congressional race.
Swalwell's.
Swalwell, thank you. How could I have ever forgotten that name? Anyway, so you've got two Gallaghers. So there's a lot of Gallagher, vote for Jim Gallagher for Congress, and vote for Mike Gallagher for supervisor. What the latest conspiracy is, well, people confused their names, and they saw Gallagher on the ballot, and they just voted. Now, I'm not saying that that probably wasn't the case, but if a person confused a Gallagher who's running for Congress with a Gallagher who's running for supervisor, perhaps those votes shouldn't count. Or maybe they shouldn't be allowed to vote. I mean, you should know the difference between your supervisor race and a congressional race. But anyway, that's the latest theory. That's, because people are a little surprised. Cry's been in there. They thought, if anything, you think might have been the opposite. They could have flip-flopped. But no. But all the ones they're counting now are mail-in votes. And the mail-in votes, are they confused too?
Probably.
Well, anyway. So does that mean that if there was a case in Alaska where the Democrats put another guy in with the same name as the Republican that was running? The same name. Now, running for the same office. Now, if you don't think that's sneaky and underhanded, I don't know what is.
Yep.
Okay, let's take a quick break. When we come back, let me see what else we got here. Oh, we've got a number of things we could talk about, and we will when we get back from these messages.
So I'd like to know where you got the notion. Said I'd like to know where you got the notion.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Carrie Crancy, CEO of the Community Foundation of the North State, and we are so grateful for the partnership of the Redding Rancheria over 20 years and counting.
Hi, I'm Jenna Berry with Raising Shasta. We love partnering with the Rancheria. They've been a huge supporter of us for years in so many ways. They help us with our fundraisers, and especially when we come to planting pinwheels.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Turtle Bay's glowing wild and illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival is back and better than ever for 2026 at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with larger-than-life displays of plants and animals from around the world.
Including dinosaurs and icons from ancient Egypt.
Jump on the new Turtle Express for a fun ride through the show.
Glowing Wild is May 1st through June 28th, 7 to 10 p.m. Buy tickets online for the best price at turtlebay.org.
We're
Workers' compensation cases can move really slowly, and it's frustrating. Don't get pressured into hiring the first law firm you meet with just because they were fast to get you on their schedule. Your case impacts every aspect of your life. You want a local attorney that understands that and will get you the best outcome. Interview Patrick Orman of Gorman Law to see if he is the right attorney and to see if you really need an attorney. He will tell you the truth. Call 530-262-2168 or schedule online at Gorman Comp Law. Consultations and workers' comp are always free.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bond. Streaming live at kcnrradio.com. Yeah, it takes us right to our website. You can listen to the show. You can go to our archives. You can check in on our sponsors. Click on them and go right to their web pages too. Crackmaster Windshield Repair is bringing us this segment of the show. Nobody knows more about repairing windshields than Jeff Wurst, the Windshield Whisperer. Whether it's a small chip or a crack up to 2 feet in length, Jeff can fix it and guarantees it for the life of your windshield. Why take chances with your safety driving down the road and all of a sudden it cracks? Your whole windshield cracks when it didn't have to. Jeff can fix that, and he can make sure you don't have those type of problems if you're not sure. Why don't you just bring your vehicle down to 3208 South Market Street for a free inspection and analysis. You will not be disappointed by the work that Jeff Wurst does. Give him a call, 530-241-8373 for an appointment. Drop in. He takes your vehicle into a climate controlled area. He fixes it and, like I said, guarantees it for the life of the windshield. Locally owned, locally operated, a veteran owned business. For the best,
call Wurst.
There you go. All right, where were we?
You finished up on elections?
Oh, on elections, yeah. No, elections are not finished, and California won't be finished forever. And then we'll get the same results.
Of course.
I'm still having problems how people are still going in and voting for the people that do this. Oh, I talked about the billionaire's tax. Well, it's not just California. Washington did the same thing. Washington brought up its first tax. But here's the thing about California. This goes back. This is a retroactive tax.
Oh, God.
So it goes back to January 1st, 2026. So say you're a retired couple. You bought your house for $300,000 30 years ago. You've lived in it. You've paid it off. You've taken care of it. So you sell it for $1.3 million. Not only will they get you on this tax because it's over a million, right? But then say you left on January 2nd. Drove over to Nevada or wherever you went to get away from the horrendous taxes here in this state. They can take you. You'll get.
It's a one-time 5% wealth tax.
Yeah. No. They can do that in the future too. Take your taxes and send you tax bills. No, this is just a foundation for it.
Yeah.
And, you know, Washington State's doing it. New York's doing it. New Jersey's doing it. Connecticut's doing it. And it seems like they're all blue states that are doing this. That
of course.
They're charging you to leave the state. They want their percentage of it.
Oh, man. Did you ever see that meme that went around during COVID? It was a picture of Gavin Newsom, and it said, U-Haul Employee of the Month.
Oh, I saw that.
Yeah.
I think he probably still is.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me see here. Oh. I don't usually talk about court cases, but this is an unusual one. A gentleman, I'll use that term, was arrested in April 2025, attempted murder charges. He had been accused of shooting this guy at his mobile home park and from inside his house, shooting outside the house and severely wounding this guy. And he pleaded not guilty to felony charges that included attempted murder, mayhem, assault with a firearm, and negligent discharge of a firearm. They've also alleged several firearm and great bodily injury enhancements to it. And misdemeanor charge. I mean, he was. I think he had restraining orders, but he still had a gun.
Okay.
He entered a plea to the misdemeanor charge, and then he went to court, where a jury found him not guilty on all four counts, according to his lawyer. The Shasta County District Attorney's Office had previously argued that this guy had, I'm not using names because I'm not using them, intentionally discharged a firearm during the incident. But after this trial, he was found not guilty. Now, he's standing inside his house. He shoots outside his house, which, of course, it shoots through the door, hitting this guy. Now, that's really all I know about the case. However, talking to some people that maybe knew it, they were all. It turned into a cluster during the trial. Obviously, there were things brought up, previous incidents, blah 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 blah. He shoots the guy through his door. I mean, when we were teaching concealed carry, you don't shoot somebody through a door because they can't harm you. Then,
yeah.
They cannot harm you. They're outside the house. The only time that we knew is when a woman. I think she was 60 years old, a guy who had been just released from jail, tried to get inside her house, and she was yelling at him and trying to get him away, and he started breaking through the window, and she shot him.
Mm-hmm.
No charges.
Yeah.
And here's the difference on that is, woman, man, he was breaking in the house, and she was frightened for her life.
Yeah.
Now, I guess they could use the same argument. He was frightened for his life, so he had to shoot him, even though he wasn't inside the house. I'm sure that had something to do with it. But anyway, found not guilty. I can't wait to read the transcripts. Not that I would read the transcripts.
Yeah.
But I wish you would like to get, like, how was he not found guilty? But
yeah.
This was and it didn't take long.
That's crazy.
It is. So it must have had something to do. This is all conjecture, my friends, all conjecture. Must have had something to do with prior incidents. I mean, if somebody just walks up to your house and you shoot them.
Yeah.
I think the guy was coming over there, but the individual that did the shooting is well known to a lot of people in the sense of being... verbally abusive and all that.
Right.
And those kind of things. And we know him from here, too, for that kind of stuff. But, freedom of speech, blah, 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 blah.
Right.
Anyway, I found it very interesting. Okay. Golden Temple won the Belmont Stakes. And the thing about this is, Golden Temple had also won the Kentucky Derby. And it was a history-making event because his trainer was a woman, Sherry DeFall, and was the first woman to not have a horse in the Derby. Other women have, but the first one to win the Derby. And then her horse has now just won the Belmont Stakes. And she is the only woman in history to have, there's been 13 other times that you've had a double winner in the Triple Crown. But she's the first woman to do that, too. And so, of course, if you don't follow horse racing, you don't even know who she is. But she's only had her stable for like 8 years, which is huge. Her father was a harness racing guy and a trainer. And she was doing pre-med and her parents moved to Florida, so she moved down there, and she moved back with them, and they moved back up to the Saratoga area. And her mom says, well, why don't you get into horses? You love horses. You've been around them your whole life. So she starts out as a hot walker, walking the horses. Then she became an exercise rider. Then she went to work for a trainer as an assistant trainer, which is a tough job. And then finally when she was – her boyfriend at the time, now her husband, said, why don't you give it a shot? And she said he literally, answered every doubt I had. And so she opened her own stable.
Wow.
And she said it was slow. And then COVID hits. So it's even worse. And then she won a stakes race, not a big one, but she did win. And then she won a bigger stakes race. And now she got this horse Golden Temple, who, by the way, starts in the rear.
Oh.
Like he did at Kentucky Derby, came back and won by a nose. And in this one, he started at the rear and same jockey and brought him around. And in the home stretch, brought that horse up and ends up winning by a length.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Wow.
It's a great story. If you get a chance, look it up and watch it. So, Chris, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Hopefully you have a little bit of time here. I got a story regarding the election.
Sure.
Okay.
Wait a minute. Do you have anything you're doing right now, or can you wait till after the commercial?
I can wait after the commercial. I'm just sitting out in the garden.
Okay. Let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Everybody calls us a Alliance.
Yeah. Could someone you know use a little extra comfort right now? Alliance Heating and Air is proud to team up with Lennox to bring Feel the Love to our community. A special program providing free heating and cooling systems to homeowners in need. A simple nomination can make a big difference. Nominate today at homecomfort.org or call 2212-642 Alliance Heating and Air. Because everybody calls us 2212-642.
Sample great food and beverages from local restaurants, wineries, and breweries while listening to The Billy, Panda Express, Star Thistle, Preston Jacobs, and Cash featuring Ashley Black and Kane McGee. Enjoy fun with the whole family with Reading Balloons and Face Pinning by Squishy Doodle. Come down to the 19th Annual Taste of Reading, Sunday, June 14th at the Sculpture Park at Reading City Hall. Find the complete list of events and purchase your tickets by visiting us online at tasteofreading.org.
Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. Warm up with our made-from-scratch soups and signature family sauces, crafted from cherished recipes passed down through generations. Watch the magic happen when we hand-toss every pizza to order, then bake it to perfection. Crispy, cheesy, and made with love. Let the little ones explore our brand-new adventure room with bounce houses, arcade games, and even a make-your-own pizza table where the kids can make their own pizza. Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life.
Goldleaf Nursery Spring Sale is on now. 20% off all 1 gallon and larger, all the way up to 24 inch box trees. Growing better plants since 1975. Third generation family owned. Big fruit trees, many with fruit on them. A huge selection of citrus trees, all on sale, 20% off. Spring has sprung, and it's time to plant color. And we have a huge selection of flowering perennials. Ladybugs have arrived, the good bugs. If you're overrun with mosquitoes, we have plenty of mosquito plants in stock to keep those pests away. All our hanging baskets are planted with year-after-year perennials for long blooming season. Don't miss our spring sale, 20% off, all 1 gallon and larger. Can't find what you're looking for? We special order at a discount price. Gold Leaf Nursery. Come by and check us out on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road and Dersh Road, across from Club Tucker Golf Course.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. 8th of June, 7:50 in the morning. 62 degrees out there. And this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. The only full-service jewelry store in Reading. That's right. Watch repair, stone cutting, jewelry design, the whole enchilada. There at Four Winds Jewelry. Not only that, a fantastic selection of jewelry of all kinds at very fair prices. Locally owned, locally operated, been in the business 30 years. Four Winds Jewelry, voted best in the North State for 4 years in a row, and there's a reason for that. Located at 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Chris, good morning. What you got?
Okay, Carl, bear with me. I got a timeline to this thing, so it may take a little time.
That's okay. I got 10 minutes.
Okay. You had on the radio, you had advertisements for people to sign up to go to the training courses for the poll workers and so forth.
Yes.
So I signed up to do the poll worker.
Okay.
About probably 10 days prior to the training session down in Anderson.
Okay.
So I went down there in the morning in Anderson. When you walked in, they had a place where you'd sign in, and they had a roster of people for poll workers.
Uh-huh.
Well, my name wasn't on the roster. And I asked the lady, I go, I signed up, you know, over 10 days ago. Why is my name not on the roster? Oh, it must just have been overlooked. So she gave me a piece of paper with a form to fill out, give her my information for a poll worker. So I filled it all out and gave it back to the lady. And then we went through the training session. And there was, now, once again, this is only my opinion, but there was some sort of sabotage at that training session. Because there was a group of women in there, older women, and Clint Curtis was doing the presentation, and we had our manuals, and he had the step-by-step on how things, you know, what things are going to do, what your responsibilities are. Well, he'd go through a subject or a topic and explain, this is how we're going to do it. Well, as soon as he would finish, one of these women would stand up and say, well, I've been working the polls for over 20 years, and this is what we've done in the past, and this is how we did it. Are we doing something different now? So he explained, this is what we're going to do, and they would give their explanation of how it was done in the past. Well, they did that on every single topic. It kind of rotated through the room, these three older women. Well, I've been doing this for 19 years, and this is how we've always done it. Are we doing something different this year? He said, well, I just explained what we're going to do this year. And she said, well, this is different. Are we doing something different? So that went on. The training session was supposed to be about an hour and 15 minutes. We were there close to 3 hours because of these interruptions. So I'll tell you what, Clint Curtis has got the patience of a saint. So anyhow, we finally got through the training session, and the other people sitting there at the training session, I'd look over and talk to them. I said, are you as confused as I am on what we're going to do? And they said, yes, we're all confused. We don't know if it's the old way, the new way, what's different and what's not. So anyhow.
Well, I would think it would be the new way. You got the registrar of voters telling you this is the way it's going to be, no matter what the ladies were saying.
But they contradicted everything that he said.
Well, you know what? The anger directed at Clint Curtis has been kind of surprising. I mean, I knew there'd be opposition, but from things I hear from within the office and other things, is that there's been almost an organized slowdown. There's been a number of other things that allegations. He goes out to try and do a press conference, and you got a woman out there with a bullhorn, you know, drowning him out.
Speaking of that, Carl, you had her on a week or so ago, and you have the patience of a saint, too, because you let her give her spiel. But all I got to say is carrying on a conversation with her, Carl, you just wiped 50 points off your IQ by talking to her.
I've only got 54, so I may be in danger now.
Well, going forward, so we've got through the training session, and at the end, they said, you know, go to the back, the lady in the back of the upper room, and she'll have your assignment for what precinct you're going to work. So, and this was after the whole presentation and so forth, and my understanding was the lady that had me fill out the paperwork was going to give this lady the paper so she could put it into the computer. Well, we get done with the training session, and I stop to the lady, and I go, which precinct do I have to report to? And I gave her my name and so forth. She goes, I don't have your name. You're not registered. I said, this lady just had me fill out a form that she was going to give to you so you could get me signed up for a precinct. Well, anyway, I got to step back a little bit because right after I enrolled online, I got a phone call from a lady down there at the Registrar of Voters, and she gave me three options of what precincts. She goes, one in Bernie, one in Lakehead, or one in Shasta Lake City. And I said, okay, I'll take the Shasta Lake City. Okay, so anyway, at the end of the meeting, I was trying to find out where I was supposed to report, and they didn't have me down. So she took my information again. She goes, I'll either call you or email in the next day or so and give you your assignment. Never heard from her. So Monday, the day before the election, I emailed the Department of Registrar Voters about what is going on here. Do I report or do I not report? Where am I supposed to go? Never heard a word. So 4 o'clock Monday afternoon, I get a phone call from a lady. She goes, yes, you're supposed to report to Precinct 4, Shasta Lake City. And I said, what time? She's all 6 o'clock. I said, I'll be there. So I get there, and it was just mass confusion. So the lady that was kind of operating, and I talked to her, and I said, what's going on? She goes, I didn't hear anything until almost 5 o'clock the night before the election on where I'm supposed to be. She goes, yes. She goes, at 4 o'clock in the afternoon on Monday, the lady that was assigned to run that precinct decided she didn't want to do it. So there was nobody there that had any experience for that particular precinct on how to run the election. And this poor gal, I mean, she worked her keister off, and she was polite and friendly. And, you know, we all worked together, and we got the damn thing done.
Well, it sounds like it's not very well organized.
Or what's that?
It sounds like it's not very well organized. And here's the other thing, too. Here's the thing about volunteers. God bless volunteers. They're there. They make things happen. They make things work. On the other hand, they're volunteers. And they don't have to show up. And so this one decided not to, and it just really... But you got everything done, though, right?
Oh, yeah, we got everything done.
Okay.
But the lady that called in and said that she didn't want to do it, she was the one that was operating that same precinct for years.
Yeah. Yep.
At 4 o'clock in the afternoon, the night before the election, to call in and say, well, I'm not going to do it.
Yeah.
So we were grasping straws. We worked our way through.
Hey,
we got
Chris, I think I got it. You got through all of it. I got another caller on the line. I only got 3 minutes.
Well, I got one more real thing.
All right.
You were talking about U-Haul. My brother has a U-Haul dealership down in Southern California. And I talked to him yesterday. He goes, we cannot keep a U-Haul in the truck on the lot. He goes, they are... He goes, I had trucks come in. He goes, they weren't here for 20 minutes. And there were people waiting to get those trucks. And one came in and got two of the big trucks, and they're moving to Missouri. They said, we're out of here.
Well, you know what? There's it's the people that are leaving. You know, everybody talks about billionaires. It's the middle class you got to worry about, and they're moving as fast as they can. Okay,
and
Chris, thanks.
Enjoy the taxes, too.
Yeah, thanks for the phone call. Okay.
You're welcome.
Terry.
Our other caller hung up.
Yeah, ran out of time. Okay, I'm going to use this 2 minutes to talk about the jazz concert that happened Saturday. Cleveland Bonet put together a 44-piece jazz band, and they had the first one a couple months ago, first concert, and then the last concert of the season was on Saturday, D-Day, June 6th. And it was splendid. It was out at Shasta College, and the seats were filled. Probably, you know, 300 plus people in there. It was a wonderful concert. You've got the best of the North State musicians in there. And then he put in a string section of about 12 violins and cellos. And it was just, at the end, the standing ovation from the crowd just stood there. It was that good. They had three vocalists, Joe Catania and, Linda sang. She sang a couple songs, and the other lady, who is a younger lady, and just she's outstanding. But it was really gratifying to see so many people came there and enjoyed it so much. So when the next one comes around, we'll make sure that everybody knows, and they're going to have to keep finding bigger places to have this because first one was at Sequoia. And that had a lot of people, gosh, close to selling out for that. And then here out at Shasta College. So, big shout out to Cleveland Bonet and Kimberly, his wife, and the board there that put all this together and, brought a night of music, wonderful music here to Redding. And we're going to take a break for the news. And when we come back, we've got Shasta College. Want to go to college? Want to know how much it costs and how you can make it work for you right after this break.
From Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. Amit Thomason. It may have been the biggest challenge yet to the fragile Mideast ceasefire. Iran fired missiles at Israel. Israel fired back.
Israel says it targeted sites in western and central Tehran. And in Iran itself, state media report blasts around the capital Tehran, Isfahan, Karaj, and elsewhere in the country. It remains unclear exactly what the damage is or if anyone was killed in these strikes.
Correspondent Jonathan Gambrell says that both sides now say they're through attacking each other, at least for the time being. President Trump had been trying to get both sides to quit the fighting. Oil prices, which were on the rise, have since fallen back. $4.16 a gallon is today's AAA national average for regular gas. That's down 1 cent from yesterday. President Trump plans to attend this evening's NBA Finals at New York's Madison Square Garden. As expected, security is being tightened, especially given last night's incident just downstairs from the Garden.
Authorities say six people have been hurt in stabbings at New York's Penn Station with the suspect in custody. The Sunday evening attack happened less than a day before thousands of fans are expected to descend on neighboring Madison Square Garden for Game 3 of the NBA Finals. A suspect was taken into custody after the attack, which unfolded in one of the nation's busiest transportation hubs. The city's fire department says paramedics found one victim with serious injuries, two with moderate injuries, and two with minor injuries. Another person whose condition was not immediately known was transported to a separate hospital. Authorities did not immediately release the suspect's identity or provide information about potential charges. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
On Wall Street, stocks are higher. The Dow is up 239 points, while the Nasdaq is ahead 438 points for a gain of well over 1.5%. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Health insurance rates are surging in America, leaving millions without affordable options. If you're sick of having paychecks eaten up by healthcare costs or dealing with mega corporations, then listen to this. Christians don't need to waste money on a broken system. That's why I want to tell you about Christian Healthcare Ministries. It's an alternative to traditional health insurance at half the cost. With CHM, fellow believers contribute monthly to help pay each other's medical bills. There's no enrollment period, so you can join anytime. And you aren't restricted to provider networks, so you choose the doctors and hospitals you want. It's that simple. CHM is not insurance. It's a ministry that puts faith into action. Feel the difference of financial support and biblical care from fellow believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/wellness. That's chministries.org/wellness.
The southern Philippines has been rocked by a powerful and deadly earthquake.
This was the scene at an elementary school when the earthquake struck at around 7:30 in the morning. The children were outside at the time for their morning assembly. Video shows them being shaken from side to side as they crouch on the ground, their teachers urging them to stay down and keep calm. Elsewhere in General Santos City, several buildings collapsed, and the authorities issued tsunami warnings, ordering anyone near the coast to move to higher ground. Residents have been told to stay out of their homes until they've been checked and declared safe.
The BBC's Jonathan Head, a Philippine official, says at least 32 people were dead, mostly due to an earthquake-triggered landslide. Chinese President Xi has arrived in Pyongyang, his first visit to North Korea in 7 years. News and analysis, townhall.com. It was a French Open that was full of surprises. It wrapped up with the world's third-ranked men's player securing his first Major.
Alexander Zverev is no longer one of the best players never to win a major and is finally a Grand Slam champion. In his fourth major final, Zverev beat Flavio Cavoli 6-1, 4-6, 6-4, 6-7, 6-1 for the French Open men's title Sunday. It was a unique opportunity for Zverev without Jannik Sinner or Carlos Alcaraz across the net, and the third-ranked German took full advantage on the red clay of Roland Garros. The 14th-ranked Cavoli had never been past a Grand Slam quarterfinal. Mira Andreeva earned her first major title in the women's final Saturday. I'm Geffen Coolball.
Denny Hamlin has won at Michigan International Speedway, earning his second consecutive NASCAR Cup Series victory from the pole position. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Today, Linda's on assignment today. Today, the 8th of June, 8:05 in the morning, and the news top of the hour is always brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. Alex is here.
Hey. What's going on?
Alex, I've lost the weather.
I'll print another one for you.
It's somewhere in this stack of stuff that Sue gives me every day. And wait a minute, just let me flip through this real quick. You know, she gave me probably 50 pages that had to do with elections, and of which I used the first page. It just had some numbers on it. So when you get a chance, why don't you do that? And we'll do that at the break then.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, I can tell you, though, today it's going to be 85 today, and it looks like it could be raining today between 2 and 5 p.m., and then tomorrow, though, it goes up to 96, and then starting on Wednesday, we get into the triple digits, and it goes triple digits through next Monday. I'm just doing this out of memory here. That's okay. I got it. Weather reports are always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson is a family-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. They have provide outstanding service to Kenny family. Three generations Kenny family is working there. Shasta Gas Propane. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. Okay. Alex ran out and got me another copy of the weather. 30% chance of rain today. And high near 75 today. Okay, tomorrow, Tuesday, 85. It's not till Wednesday we get into 96, and then Thursday into the triple digits. So there you go. I'm here with Peter Griggs from Shasta College. Good morning, Peter Griggs.
Good morning, Carl. It's great to be here, as always.
It's always great to be someplace, as somebody said at one time. So how are you doing?
I'm always good.
Shasta College is out there.
We are out there. Yeah.
You are kicking butt and
we're
kicking
out
names.
There, not just in Shasta, but Trinity and Tehama, too. So we're all around.
Yeah. So who have you brought today?
Well, today, you know, one of the things that I think students always, is, if you're thinking about going back to college, it's how can I afford that, right? What about finances?
Uh-huh.
And so that's one of the primary questions that we hear a lot about. So I have brought today our foundation director to talk about scholarships, and then our director of student services, Michael, and he is here to talk about all things financial aid related. And so,
something that's always good to know.
It is, absolutely.
I have one question, Michael.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Is he on? Pull that down a little bit closer in front of you.
Yes, sir, I'm ready.
Oh, okay, he just turned you up, too. Okay, Michael, can you get through community college and leave with that O-1 money?
Absolutely. So there's so many different avenues for need-based aid, and the majority of our students pay $0 in tuition, and a very large proportion of our students actually get cash awards while attending, so they earn money while going to community college.
Okay.
They don't pay.
All right, then we're going to go back and visit that. Yeah. Are you a local guy, or did you come from somebody else? Tell us about you.
I am originally from the Fresno area. I moved up to Redding to go to Shasta College.
From Fresno up here?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. That's interesting.
My parents are up here.
Oh, well, no. Totally understand.
Yeah. So I came up here to be with my parents, have them help me out while I was going to school. I went to Chico after my first job after college was Shasta College. It's the best place I've ever worked, and so I stayed. And it's got the best community, without irony, the best community I've ever worked with, and I am so proud to be there still.
Oh, okay. All right. So everybody worries about money.
Oh, yes.
And I've known for years that if you go to community college, your tuition is free for 2 years?
2 years.
2 years.
Full-time.
Tuition free if you go full-time.
Yeah, so there's two primary programs at...
Well, I shouldn't say free. It's taken care of through a variety of different ways.
Well, yeah, I can get into that. But there's two primary programs. Both are with public funds. Community colleges are primarily publicly funded. There is the two-year free program. So that's Shasta Promise. That's the 2 years full-time. That's for non-need-based aid. So if your family has higher income, then you would qualify for that anyways. So it's free for anybody for 2 years. But the majority of our students actually qualify for the need-based fee waiver called the California College Promise Grant. That's for all community colleges. All 116 of us have this program where you can take any amount of units from 0.5 up to 30 or whatever. And that is free, and that doesn't have a minimum education requirement or maximum. So you could be a PhD or a high school dropout, still qualify for that. And that one is need-based and publicly funded, and it is not limited to 2 years. You could keep going to school forever without paying tuition. And the income thresholds
forever?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I want that job.
Yeah.
Especially if you pay me money to do it. No.
Well, that one is just a fee waiver. So okay. That one's not a cash grant, but that one,
right.
Yeah, that doesn't have a lifetime limit. So there are students who go for years or they just want to take one class for fun and their education their previous or post doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Just
well, you have a lot, and this great thing about community college, you've got such a variety, anything from gardening to animal husbandry to learning how to weld. I mean, these are classes somebody already already got a graduate degree,
yep,
can come back and do something like this. And if you meet the cost fee, as you were just talking about, it's free.
Yes, and the need-based tuition waiver is very, very lenient. So even upper middle class can qualify often, like me as a director, and Shasta College is a very competitive payer, and most community colleges are, I still qualify for the fee waiver. So it's pretty lenient.
We're going to need to talk about this after the show.
Yeah, sure.
It'll take a few minutes. I may need that. Okay. Okay, so your tuition is taken care of, but then we get books, and everybody knows that books can be expensive.
Sure, so...
It was the biggest expense I had. I was going to college a long time ago.
So books can be the second biggest expense for a lot of students, direct expense. Depends on their program, right? So, like, if you're a welding student, your expense is not books. It's welding materials.
That's
if you're an art student, it's art supplies. So it can vary, but there's lots of different cash aid. There's federal Pell Grant, and then there's Cal Grant are the two biggest cash grant programs at in most California colleges. And so we don't directly pay for your textbooks, but we will give you cash aid, and the expectation is that would be spent for supplies and for textbooks. And there's also book grant assistance, which is available, and those would go direct towards books. So we would give you like a gift card
to our bookstores.
So there's
two or three different ways that you can get cash applying for the Pell Grants and all this.
Two or three common ways, but
common ways.
Way more than that if in aggregate. Sure.
And Michael, forgive me, don't we also have zero textbook cost classes that there's been a real push?
Yes, there is legislature pushing for more zero textbooks class, and we make that very clear in our schedule, which classes have zero textbook cost. We put an icon with a money symbol and a cross through it saying this is a textbook
class. Let's talk about that one just for a second.
Mm-hmm.
So there'll be a textbook, but it doesn't cost you for the textbook.
It's either a free textbook because it's an open source. There's
open
very
source.
Many community projects to make free textbooks. But also, there's classes that just don't have a textbook at all, right? Like, it's just a link to a website or
okay. So,
something the teacher made.
But people that write these books, especially at the college level to be used, they get paid something. So this isn't that, it wouldn't be that group, would it? You said open source, which means it's been out there for a while.
Well, it's more like people donate to have textbooks created as intended for college students to get this free textbook. So the book itself is free and open, and anyone can use it for their classes, but the funding source for it is usually donations. And there's also just a push for publicly funded textbooks that we are utilizing.
Okay. Are we still carrying 50 pounds of books around?
No, absolutely not. So there's a lot of digital books is really common now, and smaller textbooks, and these open source ones are always available on, like, book readers, e-readers, Kindle, and books, and et cetera.
So you just carry your iPad around?
Yeah.
Okay, got it. Hey, I'm here with Shasta College and Michael Fannin. He's Director of Student Services. I'm going to go to Andre Blanchier.
Yes.
Is that close?
It's close.
Okay, how you say it?
Blanchier.
Blanchier. I was trying my French, and the only thing I can really say in French is chocolat. That's about it. And I'm not even sure that's the right word. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All of your insurance and financial needs under one roof. Judy Maxwell started her business back in 1993. She's been helping our community ever since. With everything going on in insurance, and you hear me say this all the time, but nothing's changed. The FAIR plan, who's in for insurance, who's out. Are we writing more policies? You hear that there are. But you need an expert, and that's Judy Maxwell. She's got two different groups of people under one roof, your insurance and financial needs, all under that one roof located at 1378 Hilltop Drive. Free review and evaluation of your 401s, your retirement plans, your insurance plans. And a lot of times they can direct you to something that's one, it's going to save you money on your insurance and make you money on your financial management. That's Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Again, located at 1378 Hilltop Drive, right next to Members First Credit Union. And you can, as I'm choking here, you can reach them at 530-221-0441. We'll be right back.
Turtle Day is glowing wild, and Illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival is back and better than ever for 2026 at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with larger-than-life displays of plants and animals from around the world.
Including dinosaurs and icons from ancient Egypt.
Jump on the new Turtle Express for a fun ride through the show.
Glowing Wild is May 1st through June 28th, 7 to 10 p.m. Buy tickets online for the best price at turtlebay.org.
Business is booming at Redding Heating and Air, and we have a simple philosophy. Our neighbors deserve elite talent. We are looking for the absolute best service technicians and installers in the North State.
That's right. We aren't just looking to fill a seat. We're looking for pros who take pride in their craft and care about the community we serve.
If you're at the top of your game, you belong in a company that respects your expertise. Because here, we take the trust of our neighbors personally.
We're hiring service technicians and installers right now. We offer the best compensation in town because we believe the best of the best deserve to be treated that way.
If you're a seasoned pro ready to lead in a company where excellence is the standard, we want you on our team.
No joke. We've got the work. If you've got the skills, come join the family.
Service technicians and installers, apply today to Redding Heating and Air. Visit reddingheatingair.com to submit your application. Redding Heating and Air, old-fashioned service, modern-day solutions.
Every drive tells a story. Morning commutes, weekend getaways, road trips that stretch for miles. That's why you need Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. At Quick and Clean Car Wash, you'll receive a detailed hand scrub pre-clean, a gentle soft cloth wash, and a personal towel dry brings out a smooth, polished shine. Fast, affordable, starting at only $12. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Are you tired of your business insurance expenses going up and up? Surprisingly, there is some relief here in California. The workers' compensation market in California is the hottest it's been in years. Companies are offering huge discounts on some worker compensation policies, and if your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation insurance lately, you're paying too much. Siskiyou Insurance Services deals with some of the best insurance companies in California, not only for business insurance, but also workers' compensation insurance, too. Hartford, Travelers, Liberty, and more. Real estate agencies, smoking hot rates. Lawyers, some of the best rates in California. Doctor's offices and dentist offices, we have the companies. And contractors, we can write your comp too. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services today if you want to save money on your business insurance portfolio. If your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation this year, you can by calling Siskiyou Insurance in Redding, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Good day,
sunshine. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Lundebot. Today, the 8th of June, 8:20 in the morning, and it's going to be, we might get a little rain today, and it's going to be about 75 today, go up about 86 tomorrow, and then we're going to hit the 90s, and then we're going to hit the 100s, all within the next 5 days. So, my guests today are Shasta College, and we're talking to Michael Fannin, who's Director of Student Services, about you can do 2 years of community college, get your degree, and literally not cost you a dollar.
Well, not literally not a dollar, but the tuition's free. So that's the majority.
But then you
of the
got books. You can get books. And now, what else?
There's once per semester health and campus fee. So that's okay. Either $38 or $48, depending on if it's summer or fall. So for about the cost of one steak dinner, you can go for full time.
What steak are you going to?
A reasonable steak dinner.
Okay, there you go.
An at-home steak dinner. You could go for a full semester. So 5 months for $48.
Wow. Okay. Okay, now, workforce Pell Grants. I heard this the other day, and I'm glad this is on my cheat sheet here, because I thought they had been available before, but they haven't been?
No, workforce Pell is a new program. So there's normal federal Pell. You just take classes. They send you cash aid. It's need-based. That's existed since the 70s.
Okay.
Workforce Pell is a new program. It is for very short programs, less than 12 weeks, so if it's a very short program, and if it's for a professional degree. Right now, it is still so new that there's not a way to really get it, because part of the requirements is you need to submit the program to the governor's office, and California, like most states, does not have an avenue for you to submit your program to them yet, because it's new. Also, the program needs to lead to gainful employment, exist for over a year, have studies based on how those students get into programs. So it's got a lot of requirements on it. And the reality is it doesn't really benefit Shasta College in particular, because we have normal Pell, and normal Pell is twice as much. It's literally double. And all of our programs, our shortest one is 17 weeks, which is one standard semester. So right now it doesn't make sense for us to pursue it, but it is something new that really short programs could do, is like, say, some professional school wanted to have a 7-week HVAC program, or have like an 8-week program that teaches you just like one very particular job. Now there's an avenue for them to also get federal aid to pursue that.
Okay.
So for us, it's not going to affect us, but it exists out there now as a new avenue.
Okay, because I'd read about that, and I was thinking, why haven't we had this? But I thought it would be something in workforce, is that you want to be a HVAC technician, that it would cover that for your 2 years that you go to HVAC school.
Yeah, if that already would
You've
get normal Pell.
You've already got that.
Yeah.
Okay, so all you out there, because my grandson's going to HVAC. Did his first year at New Mexico State, and he says, he did well. He says, but it's not what I want to do. And he wants to be an HVAC technician.
Yeah, and all the state schools have normal Pell.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, well, in New Mexico, your tuition there is free, and it's based on their lottery at their state colleges and everything. So you have to go one semester to show that you're serious, and after that, everything's taken care of. Okay. Federal student loan programs have changed.
Yes. So there's been a lot of sweeping changes for the loan program, generally in the repayment area and in the graduate loan. PhD and master's students have lower limits than before, and There used to be something like 8 different repayment options, income-driven repayment and forgiveness and lots of different things, and that has been consolidated down. Mm-hmm. And so there's really only 2. It's either you're participating in the PSLF, the post-student loan forgiveness, or just normal repayment. So anyone on one of those existing legacy plans can still continue it, but if you're a new loan student, the options have greatly reduced and simplified. So that's the biggest change to loan programs in the last academic year.
Okay. Now, you've got something in here. It's called FAFSA and CADAA.
Yeah, so there's 2 primary financial aid applications in California. There's the FAFSA, so Free Applications for Federal Student Aid, and the CADA, California Dream Act application. So that's the federal application and then the state application. And those 2, you only do one of them, are the main ones. You don't have to apply for, like, every single little thing. You don't have to apply for the Pell and for the fee waiver and for the book assistance and for the Cal Grant. You just do the one, and it applies you for all of them.
Oh, okay.
So it's one application. It's every year. And so we basically tell students, if you don't know what to do, do the FAFSA or CADA, and then come talk to us afterwards. But that's really your only big first step, and then the rest we'll walk you through.
Okay. But so there's deadlines, though. And if you miss the deadline, can that cut off your money?
Not really. So there are deadlines for certain grants where you will get entitlement if you submit early enough. And if you don't submit early enough, then you may miss it. But there's not a true deadline. You could submit your FAFSA 3 days before the school year ends, and then we'll catch you up on all the stuff you missed, for the most part. So it's a good idea to do it as early as possible. They open in October for the next following academic year, right? So we're just starting our academic year today, actually. It's the very first day of our 26-27 academic year. But the applications for it opened way back in October of 25.
So it's another semester I've missed.
We'll still get you sent in.
Can you get me sent in?
Yeah, you just have to decide between welding, heavy equipment, right, all the other stuff.
Thinking the heavy equipment.
Horticulture.
And then
glass blowing.
Glass. No.
We do have that.
No, not glass blowing.
Oh. Yeah, ceramics. Yeah.
Oh, missing a good one.
Do you have ceramics class?
Oh, yeah.
We did. Mm-hmm.
Linda was really into ceramics when she was younger. So you may see her too. Okay, now, the one big beautiful bill, I see a little note in here. How's that changed things?
So there was a lot of sweeping changes.
Oh, I like this. OB cubed.
OB3 is what financial aid professionals
have been
calling it.
Is that like OB Kenobi?
No. Almost.
Don't fall off that chair and sue me.
Last
first thing we'll do is we'll do drug tests and alcohol.
I'd catch you on
that. Okay.
So when it first got proposed, there was a lot of big changes. But when they've gone through all of the legislative processes and reviews, the changes have actually been quite small. The biggest ones are to the loan program, which I already mentioned, and the next biggest is Workforce Pell getting implemented, which I already mentioned. So there was a lot of doom and gloom at first, saying like, oh, it's going to reduce Pell. It's going to reduce how many students get Pell.
There was a lot of doom and gloom about that bill, and then they find out that, oh, there's not much doom, no gloom.
Okay. Yeah, they
a little bit of gloom, no doom.
Okay. The big changes got written out by the end. So
by the end,
there isn't anything to panic about. Federal aid still exists. It's still going to continue to exist. We're all good. And me as a financial aid director, I'm not worried about it.
Well, here I am. I hate hearing the word free. First of all, when it says free, it's nothing's free. You know, somebody pays for it, either your taxes or whatever.
Yeah,
so and you don't use the word free. These are grants. These are scholarships.
Yep.
You have to earn it. If you don't work and complete, do you have to have a certain GPA?
Yes. So there's something called satisfactory academic progress. You have to meet a minimum standards for your academics to continue to get aid. So everyone qualifies at first, but if you keep taking classes and you don't meet minimum standards, which is 2.0 GPA, and
is that a C?
Yes.
Okay.
So getting a C or higher and also completing 2/3 of the classes you attempt. So if you don't meet those 2 standards for long enough, then you might lose aid and would need to appeal. Let us know what's going on, what prevented you from succeeding. But yes, so there are minimum standards. It's not unlimited forever.
At least we have that. And, you know, so if you're taking the money, but you're not giving back the worth of that, you'll lose it. Which is the way it should be.
To speak a little bit philosophically about it, the intention of financial aid is to support students to help them get gainful employment, that they would get a job and then end up paying more taxes than the aid we gave them, right? That's the intention.
Well, that's the idea, and there's nothing wrong with that.
And to educate our country, lead to success, support them while they go. But if a student isn't succeeding, yes, there are mechanisms to prevent a student from just not getting all the way there.
Okay, got it. We're speaking to Michael Fannin, and we come back, we're going to be talking to Andre Blanchier.
Very good.
Yeah, who's the Shasta College Foundation Executive Director. A lot of information coming out here, but what I'm getting from this is money is no reason not to go to community college.
We will help.
There is that is not a reason. Your tuition is free. Let me put it this way. You do not pay for your tuition.
Correct.
Those are, and for tax dollars, I would much rather see them go to educating our youth or our adults than a train station that's never been built. You know, and that's billions right there. So, I mean, this is something that will enhance our youth and our older people to be able to move on in life, gain jobs, get better jobs, and so they can be a success, so they can then raise their families in this.
Yeah, I am biased, but I think the best use of public funds that could exist is helping people build better futures for themselves.
There you go. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta. It's not brought to you by Shasta at all. It's brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. And, Andre, you were there when you saw him stop. Remember that? I just did the same thing. He wasn't confused. I was confused on this one, though. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue, soon to be across the parking lot from the new Sub-Marama that's supposed to be going in there. Founded in 1960, been in the same location since 67. I found him in 2007. I've never gone to another barbershop. It's not a hair salon. It's a barbershop. It's a great barbershop. You can make appointments there by calling them at 530-244-9478 or going to Booksy, Redding, Cypress Square Barbershop, and set it up. They send you a nice little email reminding you of your haircut that day. Like I said, I've never had a bad haircut. They're Tim and Logan, just fine young men that like what they're doing and make your experience enjoyable. Man's Last Stronghold, Cypress Square Barbershop. We'll be right back with Shasta College.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at o2es.com.
Dignity Health and Reading West Rotary present the 19th annual Taste of Reading 2026. Sunday, June 14th from noon until 4 p.m. at the Reading City Hall Sculpture Park. Chefs are preparing their finest foods for you to sample with great lines and microbrews, plus live entertainment on three stages while listening to the Billies, Panda Express, Star Thistle, Preston Jacobs, and Cash featuring Ashley Black and Kane McGee. Get your tickets for food and drink sampling in advance at tasteofreading.org.
Everybody calls and say Lions. Your Lions putting on the Ritz. Cool blast hitting heat. That's the pits. No more fits. No more sweating buckets. No freezing bits. Oh,
Get our early bird AC tune-up special now. Call Alliance at 2212-642.
Premier Oil Change is celebrating 20 years of our friendly oil changes. A lot has changed in 20 years, but our commitment to fast, friendly, excellent service has remained the same. To celebrate our 20th birthday, we're offering $20 off any oil change. All you have to do is go to our website at premieroilchange.com and receive your gift. In Redding, check out our new location at 905 East Cypress. Discount also available at our Lake Boulevard, Anderson, and Palisadro locations.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hello, my name is Lindsay Myers. I'm the president and CEO of Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Thank you to Redding Rancheria for all of their support and partnership over the years.
Hi, I'm Heather Kellenhofer, president of NorCal Breast Cancer Connection, continuing the legacy of NorCal Think Pink. We would like to express our sincere gratitude to Redding Rancheria for all the support over the years.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Turtle Bay's glowing wild and illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival is back and better than ever for 2026 at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with larger-than-life displays of plants and animals from around the world,
including dinosaurs and icons from ancient Egypt.
Jump on the new Turtle Express for a fun ride through the show.
Glowing Wild is May 1st through June 28th, 7 to 10 p.m. Buy tickets online for the best price at turtlebay.org.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Lindebach. Today, the 8th of June, 8:35 in the morning. I'm going to be up to like 75 today. Might have a chance of rain today, and 65 right now. Tomorrow, we're going to have Turtle Bay will join us and Shasta Regional Medical Center. I think we're going to be talking strokes tomorrow. I told you the story the other day of somebody that had a, I think it's called a TIA, and it's a mini stroke. And so we're going to have a stroke expert in, I hope tomorrow, they can arrange the schedules to talk about this. It's a scary thing, and it's much more prevalent than we think. So, but today we have Shasta College, and we've been talking to Michael Fannin, Director of Student Services, and nothing but good news. If you want to go to school, I mean, you really want to go to school, it's not going to cost you anything, or it's going to cost you very little.
That's right.
Through Pell grants and book grants and all these things. You have to pay, you know, you have to pay for your student services, which is like, what, $48 a semester?
That's right, $48.50, and then a parking pass if you drive to school, $30.
And that includes medical and all the other.
Yep, we have things. A nurse and tutors and lots of
security,
different campus benefits.
All that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
All pays in that. Okay.
All in there.
Now I'm here with Andre Blanchier, who is the Shasta College Foundation Executive Director. Andre, are you from around here? How'd you get to Shasta College? You are from around here.
I'm a Redding native. I was born and raised here in Redding.
Wow.
But then after high school, I did leave and I moved to the East Coast, went to school and worked up in New York for a number of years. But then I decided to move to Europe to follow my passion about wines, and I worked in the wine industry for 10 years in Europe. And then when I decided to come back to the States, I wanted to come back to California and to Redding, and that's when I had the great opportunity to start working for Shasta College.
So you are you can grow wine. You can grow grapes, probably, right? Or not?
I mean, I don't know about me necessarily growing, but okay. I can certainly taste wines.
Oh. And they pay you money for that?
They did.
I might have to introduce you to Linda. she's looking for you know, something to do. And I say, honey, there's a wine tasting. You know, have you ever thought about that? Okay. But you also were in horses, and that's what we talked during the break, how wonderful that life is. But you were into the three-day events, jumping, cross-country jumping,
right.
And
it's the dressage, cross-country, and stadium jumping.
Yeah, stadium jumping. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to ask, that's another show. So let's go back. What is the Shasta College Foundation?
So the Shasta College Foundation, we're the 501c3 arm of Shasta College. So we exist to enhance the students' experience at Shasta College by providing funds for scholarships, for programs, also working to look for grants, anything we can do to support our students or programs at Shasta College.
Okay. And the field trips, you all fund field trips too.
We fund field trips as well, yep.
And these are the ones like go down to Alcatraz? Are those, are we talking, because we know people that go on trips.
Right.
Through Shasta College. It's one-day trips.
Those are a lot of times through the community education program.
Okay.
But we work with student, specific student field trips, such as sending the art class down to see the MoMA in San Francisco.
Oh, okay.
Or sending geography students out to a state park to work and do geography, or do actually another big trip that we sponsor is going over to Humboldt and going out on a boat and doing marine science out on a boat.
Oh, okay. PIF, did you tell me what that was already?
I have not. That is our employee donation program. It's called Pay It Forward. At Shasta College, Michael had talked about a great community, and we really do have a great community working out at Shasta College. And that is our employees who donate voluntarily each month to this program to help support different programs at Shasta College. So
really?
It's an automatic deduction that happens, and we've supported lots of different programs. We've purchased transfer cords for students. We've done a lot of different programs, and so it's also the employees that decide how they'd like to spend those funds.
Okay. Well, that's kind of cool. So the employees out there put into a fund that goes to help students and others. You handle scholarships.
Yes.
Okay, and those are different than what Michael handles, or do you two just work together on those?
We work in tandem, but it is Andre's team that manages the scholarship part of financial aid, but it is still financial aid.
Okay. How many scholarships would you say you have out there?
Shasta College, we have about 260 scholarships each year, usually, and we give out about $370,000.
Mm-hmm. So do you have a senior veteran type scholarship?
We do have scholarships really across the board for lots of different types of students and as well as different majors.
So is that a yes? What would I look for if I was looking for? Okay, so it's because you've got, from what I understand, and you probably know this much better than I, there are literally thousands, maybe millions of scholarships out there and grants that nobody ever applies for. Is that true?
That is true. There are scholarships that go unawarded because either students don't apply or there's not an eligible student. So really, that's the challenge with scholarships, is you want the criteria to meet your students where they're at, so you
yeah.
find qualified students, as well as making sure that the students know the information and that they apply, and trying to make that process as streamlined as
possible. Yeah, I'm not
talking
millions here at Shasta College, but I understand there's so many grants out there. I mean, literally millions of dollars in grants that nobody ever even tries to get because they don't know about them. Because a lot of them are pretty maybe direct types, like I use the term, you know, veterans, but it could be disabled veteran type scholarships mm-hmm. that are out there that nobody ever applies for. Do you look at different grants and things that are out there?
We do look at different grants that exist, and we do try to bring different scholarship opportunities that are external to our
sure.
students. We advertise them so that they know more information. And before we do that, an important thing is we verify the scholarship to make sure that it's an up-and-up scholarship.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
It's not some sort of scam.
Give us your information.
Exactly.
And next thing you know, you've bought a house in Madagascar.
Exactly.
Okay.
So we provide information and links to those scholarships as well, and then we also have scholarships that we manage internally.
Okay. I'm here with Andre Blanchia. And am I getting this even close?
That's very close. Yes.
Okay, Blanchia. She's the Shasta College Foundation Executive Director, and we're going to take a quick break.
Sometimes I feel I've got to run away. I've got to get away from the pain you drive.
Turtle Bay's glowing wild and illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival is back and better than ever for 2026 at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with larger-than-life displays of plants and animals from around the world,
including dinosaurs and icons from ancient Egypt.
Jump on the new Turtle Express for a fun ride through the show.
Glowing Wild is May 1st through June 28th, 7 to 10 p.m. Buy tickets online for the best price at turtlebay.org.
Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. Warm up with our made-from-scratch soups and signature family sauces, crafted from cherished recipes passed down through generations. Watch the magic happen when we hand-toss every pizza to order, then bake it to perfection. Crispy, cheesy, and made with love. Let the little ones explore our brand-new adventure room with bounce houses, arcade games, and even a make-your-own pizza table where the kids can make their own pizza. Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life.
Hi friends, R.C. here from Tobacco and Brew, sharing this month's Cigar of the Humidor. H. Upman Sunrise. Grown, fermented, and aged at the A.J. Fernandez factory, this stick is medium in body, offering an Ecuadorian Connecticut seed wrapper, along with robust, hand-selected Nicaraguan long filler. Notes of coffee, cedar, and nuts make this a perfect cigar for any time of day. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
The only real estate agent I trust right here in Redding and Shasta County is Josh Barker with Josh Barker Real Estate. Now, thanks for joining me today.
Thanks for having me, Sean.
For homeowners that are planning to list a property for sale, when should they start preparing and what key steps should they prioritize during the initial stages?
You know, that's actually a really good question. We've learned that the most successful sellers will actually get started early. So they'll normally meet with us long before spring and really identify what types of home improvements they might want to consider so they can maximize their value when they bring the home to the market. We'll also discuss things like marketing strategy, what types of things we want to do to maximize the benefit when we start promoting it up and down the state and across the country. And the final thing we'll do is have a broad stroke conversation around price. Just knowing that we'll actually refine that price at the very end, just before we get live, so we can maximize every penny possible.
Go online to reddinghomes.com or just Google Josh Barker.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Our last segment here from Monday, the 8th of June. 8:47 in the morning, 65 degrees out there, going up to a whopping 75 today and 85 tomorrow, but then stand by, getting in triple digits. That song, Baby Don't Love, comes from a, should have been an Oscar nominated movie called Night at the Roxbury. Has everybody seen that? Night at the Roxbury?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Michael, that didn't surprise me about you. Because you're kind of a man of the people here.
Oh, yes.
Have you seen it?
I have not seen it.
Oh, okay. Peter?
I know. I voted that's on your
assignment. But I understand it because you're an Eagle Scout guy.
Oh.
And, Andre, I understand it for you because you're a three-day eventer. And they're at a different level than most people. So it's just Michael, me, and Alex.
Oh, yeah. It.
And I'm talking to Andre Blanchier, who is Shasta County Foundation Executive Director, who works on getting people scholarships from the foundation.
Right.
There. Approximately how many scholarships did you award?
So this last year we awarded about 250 or 260 different scholarships.
Okay. And how many students? I mean, I like to ask this because I always catch you. But approximately how many students go to Shasta College?
Per semester we're probably at about 6,500.
6,500. Yeah. Okay.
Full-time. Full-time equivalents, yeah.
Oh, and okay, and that doesn't count the ones that are just taking one classes or
by,
two classes.
By headcount, we're closer to like 14,000, but all of them in aggregate are equal to 6,500 full-time equivalents, like Peter said.
Got it. And that's all three campuses? Okay, mm-hmm. Got it.
Yeah, and online, etc.
Okay, so 250, is that approximately what you give every year?
Yes, that's about what we've been giving every year. I know next year that will go up because we receive the Finish Line Scholars Grant, uh-huh. And this is a grant that we received for the last 6 years, and next year it's doubled, so it's going up from $150,000 up to $300,000. So that's going to increase the number of our scholarships that we have for next year.
Do you ever have any left over?
Well, if there's anything that's left over, you know, it rolls forward.
Okay, so but you know what I mean. So you give out 250. So say you have 300. So you give out 250. Those 50 scholarships, they roll forward. But
yes.
So are these specific scholarships or are these kind of general scholarships?
It runs the whole gamut. So we do have scholarships that are very specific. For example, for the Fire Academy, we have a scholarship specifically the Fire Academy.
One of our young men who was a producer went through that.
Right.
Academy. He's out fighting fires right now.
Yep. It's a great program.
It's a great program. And we have a friend that teaches out there in it and all of that. Yeah, that's a great program. And you can get scholarships.
And you can get a scholarship for that. And that's it's a one semester program, but you can still get a scholarship. And then we have more of the traditional scholarship, for example, the Clara Hill Engineering Scholarship for students who are studying engineering. And then we have scholarships that are open to all different majors. So our scholarships, some are financial need based, and that takes in your financial need, but some are merit based, which aren't based on your financial.
Well, okay, I go back, keep going back to the military because near and dear to my heart. I know you got a lot of military students out there, or veteran, I should say, veteran students out there. Do you have scholarships that just you're a veteran and you can apply for it? Do you have those kinds? Or they come under something else?
You can have scholarships targeted towards specific student groups, for example, a veteran group. We can't do it based on race or religion or
I understand
or
that.
Like that. But yes,
if you're in the military, you don't care about that. You know, it's your brothers and sisters there. So, but if they're a veteran, they can. Right. You've got scholarships; they might be able to apply for.
You can end up having scholarships.
Okay.
And we do have a Veteran Services Success Center that helps veterans in all
beautiful
aspects
center.
Of attending.
Yeah.
Yes, and beautiful building. Yes.
No, it really does. Because I tell you, when you're making the transition back into a civilian world. Because I've had some of my younger friends, you know, 4 years in the Marines, combat tours, sometimes a couple combat tours into Iraq or Afghanistan, and they come back and they go to school with 18-year-olds, and they're 22, and they've got a lot of experience. That Veteran Success Center plays a big part. They get in there together, and really they can talk freely there among themselves and giggle and laugh and all those things. But it also helps them with their financial things and provides a mentorship in there.
Absolutely.
So can't say enough about that. So thank you, Shasta College.
Well, thank you to Measure H. That was the taxpayers that helped with that and saw the need.
The measure that keeps on giving.
It does.
For how long? Is that forever?
No, it won't last forever, but we've had a lot of projects out at the college.
Yeah.
And so our latest one is, of course, our library. And tutoring and learning center that has been completely remodeled and redesigned. And then the one that we have coming up that we're very excited about is the, what we would call, and Michael, you can help me here, the one-stop shop. And that would be what we commonly refer to as our 100 building, the administration and records building.
Yeah. Okay.
And so we're going to completely remodel that and really have it as a, just what it says, is a one-stop spot where students can come to get a lot of their financial aid questions, to register, get counseling, and so that'll be a completely new and
because a lot of times you're going in there and you end up going from office to office to office, and one office will send you back to the same office you've been through. That makes you crazy, and then you just say, well, you know, hell with this. It's just like government.
So part of having a big, beautiful, natural campus with lots of trees and stuff is that you're spread out. And the intention is that the one-stop will be a welcome center. It'll be the first building closest to the nearest entrance for most students, and it'll mostly be consolidated all there, every kind of student service that you would need, including me.
It just makes sense. Andre, What's your favorite part? You are the foundation executive director. You're, you know, the honcho, the El Segundo, the Watash, the Holy Kakamili. Was it Kamamili?
The Grand Poobah.
The Grand Poobah. So how many people you got working for you in there?
So I have a team of three people.
Okay.
Working together. But we do work closely with financial aid and the rest of the staff, faculty and staff at Shasta College. And yes, working at the foundation is fantastic because you get to really impact students' lives. And a lot of times they're very appreciative of the help and support that we can provide them.
Of course they do. Now, when the foundation is the 501, so you can donate to the foundation.
Yes.
And, you know, it's a tax write-off.
Exactly.
So that I'm sure people do that.
Right.
And, exactly. And they can they direct it to a certain area? Yes. I say, I've got $100,000 left here at the end of the year. I need a write-off. Can I say, okay, that's for the tech guys, the welders and the
disabled
trades.
Student veterans.
I want to go to the trades.
Absolutely. If you have $100,000 and you'd like to write off, please come talk to me. I will get that directed where you'd like to
and
go.
You want, so you can, and you can put parameters around
it. You can put parameters around it. So okay. You can put it, if you're focused on career technical or welding specifically, you can do that. Or so you can help a specific program. Mm-hmm. Or you could also set up your own scholarship or an endowment, which will allows scholarships to go on forever, and you can help define the criteria of what kinds of students would receive
okay.
that scholarship.
Cool. What haven't I asked you that you want to tell people?
Well, I guess just that to let people know that we're out here and that if you'd like to support the college, there's so many different ways that you can do it, either through supporting specific programs or supporting scholarships, and just come and talk to us, and we'd be happy to help you out to do that.
Michael, what question didn't I ask that you want people to know?
Just how to get a hold of us. And you can reach us at financialaid@shastacollege.edu. You can just go to our website, shastacollege.edu, or call us, 530-242-7650. Mm-hmm. But I guess it's not a question, but just a statement that I want to make.
Sure.
That there is a campus, three campuses really, full of people that are here to help you make a better life for yourself. We all come to work every day knowing that we're doing good works, helping people build futures for themselves, help their families out, and then get great careers after school. We believe in you, and we will work tirelessly to help you, including financially. That is all students' number one concern when attending college is, how can I afford it? Community college, especially in California, are one of the most affordable ways in all of U.S. to get an education, and you can afford it. We will help you.
Go to, you know, and then what it does, it gives you 2 years under your belt, and you're not going to be leaving owing a lot of money. Then you go on to your next, if you want to go on to another 2 years and get your degree, you've already got a good ground base that you can use to be a success.
I went to Shasta College, and I have the best career I could hope for.
Well, good. Andre.
Yeah,
how do they get a hold of you?
So you can get a hold of us by sending an email to foundation@shastacollege.edu or also on the website. And then our number is 530-395-8512. And so, yes, please reach out to us, and we'll be happy to speak to anybody.
Peter, as you have every month, you've brought in two or three people every month, sometimes
every month.
Four. But these two people are evidence of the fact that Shasta College wants to help our community
Absolutely.
move forward, and they're going to do anything they can to help you. I get this feeling.
Yes, sir.
So I've given notes to Andre to see how to get me back into school because, frankly, I enjoyed college. Classes were not, you know, big things, but I really enjoyed college. And then when I applied myself, it opened your mind, and that's good. And it doesn't mean you have to change your mind. You don't change who you are or what you really believe in. But it opens you up to so many different things, so many different thoughts. And even in the trades, it prepares you for a future that you can be a success in. You can living wage, beyond living wage. You can start building the generational wealth that you need for your family. So, but it all starts with – that step that they have to take and not just kind of wander through life. And we've got two people here that are, that's all they do is help people get started.
Yes, sir.
We follow them up too, I'm sure. You got counseling and all that kind of stuff.
Absolutely.
Do you have a, just I'm going to throw this out because I got 53 seconds. Do you have like a mentoring program out at Shasta College?
We do, of course, have our academic
tutors.
We definitely have tutors. We have academic counselors. The Veterans Center has a mentor program. Mm-hmm. But yes, absolutely. There's more than a lot of people that are willing to mentor, especially the counselors. So we have a whole team of them that will help them, not just with planning their classes, but with planning their whole career, with mental health, all of those things.
Yes. Okay. Well, I was thinking, you know, tutors, you know, if you're taking a class, it's just kicking your butt. That there's tutors available to help you understand it and move you on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
Thank you very much, Peter, as usual, for bringing in a great group of people.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for having us.
Andre and Michael, thank you.
Thank you.
And
thank
like
you.
I said, tomorrow, Turtle Bay and Shasta Regional Medical Center. Have a great day, my friends, and God bless America.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.